Oh, is someone recording?
All right, we're back. I'm recording.
Okay, thanks. Then I won't re-log in then. Thanks. So we call the meeting to order at 6:03. On the agenda for today, this our monthly meeting is in 2 weeks, but this meeting was set up again to introduce bylaw changes. We're not voting on anything tonight, but we're just introducing them as part of the process to vote on them in 2 weeks. And so what I'll wind up doing is I'll put up the changes to the bylaws so we know what they are. We'll post them online as well too, so that folks are aware of them. We've spoken with the DOE about this as well, and they're on board and they're okay with the bylaw changes. Can you give me sharing capability, Ken?
Yes, you're a co-host now. You should be able to share.
Really?
Sorry, I accidentally logged myself out. So let me do the screen share. You guys see that?
Yes.
Okay, so we can go through. There's a few bylaw changes. Part of it is first bylaw change relates to campus operations officers. So we no longer have a campus operations officer that's head of school. They're listed in the bylaws as such, but we're removing basically references to campus operations officers. So on the left-hand side is the original bylaw language, on the left-hand side is the new bylaw language. So in Article 2, Section 1, Line 12, and Part 12 and Part 14, we're removing references to campus operations officer. Again, as in Section 2 under composition of the board, campus operations officer is listed as an ex officio board member, so they're invited to the board meetings. They don't have a vote, but they're allowed to sit in and discuss and debate the board actions. And as co-head of school, campus operations officer was given that role as well too, so that's being removed. So now we just have head of school. It's gonna be the new language in there without any reference to campus operations officer. The next piece that we have that we were looking at was officer terms. So originally the conditions that we had with the DOE was 1 year terms for everything to be renewable in 1 year increments, including the president and vice president, whether the president and vice president would rotate every year. We had discussions with the DOE prior to the conditions being met, as well as after that, they were gonna move as a best practices to allow us to go to more than 1 year. Terms for president and vice president as well too. And so the original language was all officers will serve 1 year terms and may serve no more than 3 consecutive terms, the exception of the president and vice president who would only serve 1 year terms. But the new language is officers will serve 1 year, may serve no more than 3 consecutive terms with the exception of the president and vice president who will serve 1 year terms, but upon majority approval of the board, the president and vice president could serve a second term, but they would not be allowed to serve more than 2 consecutive years. Means they could step off for, they can be voted on for a year, then be approved to have a second year. Then they would have to step down as, let's say, president or vice president. And then they could come back in on a third year, on an off year as well, and come back in. They just couldn't serve more than 2 years consecutively. And so that's giving flexibility to allow those positions to have, like the other officer positions, to have more than 1 year in their roles. And again, under Article 3, Section 2, where it references president and vice president, assume the other person's roles after 1 year term in office. It basically says president or vice president will assume the presidency after the president completes her term, and not necessarily after 1 year, but once the president is done, the vice president, usually from the other, because it's from the HEPA or the non-HEPA side, they would step up and become the president automatically after 1 year. Now it's after the terms of the president are done. That could be a 2 year term. Article 3, Section 5, bylaw stated, board president appointments shall rotate every year between a HEPA and non HEPA. The new language basically would state that the board president appointment shall rotate between a HEPA and non HEPA directors at the completion of the full term, which may include renewals and extensions, according to Article 3, Section 1. And lastly, in Article 4 on committees and procedures, there was a misspelling in there. Each committee may adopt rules for its own government, consistent with the bylaws or with the rules adopted by the board. It should say governance for consistent administrative changes that we're making. And so those are all the changes that we're making to the bylaws, primarily removing campus operations officer, fixing the editorial spelling, and allowing for a second year for the president and the vice president of the board. Does anybody have anyone from the board have any questions or comments on that right now? Just written, we did run these by the DOE, the head of the CSAC, and we got approval for all the changes that we're putting forward now. They're okay with that.
Hey, Elias, I have one quick question. Sorry, I'm in New York in Penn Station, so it would be loud. I know the DOE was fine with the two-year piece. Did they also review and comment on the HEPA, non-HEPA piece rotating to like the full presidential term?
In other words, they didn't make any specific comments with respect to the alternating roles. I think their perspective is that they would alternate between a HEPA and non-HEPA. So it could be 1 year for a non-HEPA, 1 year for a HEPA, 1 year for a non-HEPA, 2 years for a HEPA, depending on the board.
Okay. And we're going to, I think they wanted to see this before you voted, right? So we're going to send them the full, like, track changes of everything.
Yeah. We have that okay. As well, too. I just sent them this because it's a little bit cleaner. They have this. They looked at it. They're okay with it. We'll send them, and we'll post the full bylaws as well, too, with the track changes. This is just kind of
okay, cool.
Everything else in the bylaws are exactly the same with these notes that are listed here.
Okay, thank you.
Did anybody else have any questions, comments, thoughts? We did meet as a committee to kind of discuss this on a few times, and we have been talking about it for a while. It's been a point of conversation there, but it's ever since before we came off of the conditions with the DOE as well, too, in terms of moving to stuff like longer terms for officers. We're at the point now where we can make the changes. So a few simple changes. Anybody, any other comments, thoughts, questions? And so we don't need to do anything. The action will be next year, we'll post these online so folks can see them as well too. Anybody has any comments or thoughts that they want to bring forward in an upcoming board meeting, and then we'll basically vote on the changes at the next board meeting.
Hi, I have a question.
Sure.
Hi, I don't have a question about the bylaws. Can I ask it now?
You don't have a question about the bylaws?
No, I submitted my question to Ms. Karras, and she said she would let me, like, she would put it on the list.
Yeah, so we can have, once we're done with this, okay. We'll move to, like, public comments.
Okay.
And it's really, and public comments technically aren't really a question and answer session. It's really, I have a statement or comment to make about anything in the world that you want to make. And there usually isn't, it's not a question and answer session like a, like a forum where we'd meet folks and have that kind of discussion. But usually these are focused on executing the functions of the board. We could have an open house or some other forum to do question and answer. And there will be one in a few weeks with the head of school and board members where we'll have a question and answer session for folks in the evening to attend. Go on as long as it needs to.
I think that's tomorrow, right, Elias?
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow evening.
At 6, there's a, what are we calling it? An open house.
It's a meet and greet with Pappas and a few of the board members.
Yeah, the head of administration and board members will be there to answer any and all questions that anybody has.
Okay, but I have a comment for the board then.
Yeah, we'll get to that in 2 seconds. I just wanted to make sure if anybody else had anyone from the board had any questions or comments about the proposed bylaw changes before we move on. Okay, so I'll just turn that off. One second, folks. So next item up on the, I guess we'll move to public comments. Val, do we have any public comments signed up, Val, for anybody?
We do, and I'll kick it over to Ms. O'Reilly.
Okay.
Hi, thank you. My comment is about the survey that is due back today. So some students might choose to be virtual only next school year. And my thought is, so it would be better to have teachers dedicated to only the virtual learners so we don't have another year of unfinished learning like we did this year.
Yeah.
I was like, it's so cute.
So just because like my second grader and there was an email that went out from Mr. Pappas saying that there'll be added intervention. So I wanted to know if the next year we don't go through this like the stakeholder survey said about lost learning. So we don't do this again next year. Can we just have teachers dedicated just to the virtual learners?
No, is that okay? Was that all? Is that the end of your comments, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think tomorrow would be a great forum to answer those questions. I think the survey is just gauging interest.
Okay.
I don't know what the plan forward is, but my understanding is that there wouldn't be mixed mode learning.
Okay, thank you.
But I still think all that's being worked right now. Okay, do we have any other new business from anybody on the board? Nobody brought anything forward, but if not, that really concludes the public session of the board meeting. At this point, we're going to go into, we just had a personnel matter that we needed to discuss in executive session. And after we come out of that, we're gonna adjourn the meeting. So there's nothing else happening within the public session of the meeting. We'll have a full regularly scheduled monthly board meeting again in 2 weeks. So hope to see everybody there. It'll be after graduations, but we're looking forward to graduation this weekend with the seniors and hope to see folks there as well too. And congratulations to the seniors this year as well. So I guess we can set up a breakout room.
I moved to
in a motion.
Yes, okay. Can we have a motion to move into
executive? I move to go into executive session.
I'll second.
Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we're gonna move into executive session and then we come out, we'll adjourn. Do we have a motion on the floor to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn this meeting.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks everybody, adjourning 7:51 p.m.
Thank you.